This is the National Daily.
Welcome to July 3rd, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate he or she who laughs last. More after the break from Marlo Anderson.
Before we can talk, we communicate with touch, and the most vital messages are delivered with our hands. You are safe. You are loved. Saf Power Hand Sanitizer Cream is tough on germs and soft on skin because you don't just protect them, you surround them with softness. For more on the difference you can feel, visit safpower.com.
On National Fried Clam Day, we celebrate a mom and pop business with humble beginnings. For Chubby and Bessie Woodman, it all started with a small concession stand on Main Street in Essex, Massachusetts. They sold groceries, homemade potato chips, and fresh dug clams on weekends. And while business wasn't great, everything changed on July 3rd, 1916. That day, a local fisherman noticed the couple's business was slow and joked that they should fry up some clams. Chubby wasn't amused, but he took up the dare, and the very next day, a 4th of July crowd went crazy for this new seafood sensation. A lifetime of success followed for the Woodmans, who laughed all the way to the bank. On National Fried Clam Day, celebrate the couple who made history and more than a few clams.
Beans, beans, the musical fruit. Okay, that's not exactly scientific. But who doesn't know that beans are an excellent source of fiber and minerals? And with nearly 40,000 varieties, there are endless ways to enjoy them.
Did you say 40,000?
Yeah. But they aren't all edible.
I think they're only edible if you bake them up, Anna.
So you're not a fan of hummus?
You know, that's okay.
How about edamame?
I see your point.
Beans, bean casserole, bean salad.
Payback. Beans. You know, today is also National Chocolate Wafer Day. And tomorrow, National Caesar Salad Day, Hop Apart Day. If you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com. All right, Anna.
Beans,
you win.
Chili beans.
See you tomorrow.